Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem neuen Glückfinder-Interview. Hier erzählen Menschen, wie sie ihr persönliches Glück gefunden oder wiedergefunden haben. Lassen Sie sich inspirieren und ermutigen, Ihr eigenes Glück zu entdecken oder Ihre Berufung zu finden und zu leben. Weiterführende Informationen über das Glückfinder-Projekt und meine Interviewpartner finden Sie unter www.glückfinder.com. Und nun wünsche ich Ihnen viel Spaß beim Zuhören. Ihr Andreas Gregori. Hello and a very warm welcome to the first Happiness Finder interview. Today my guest is Pete Martin. Hi, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you that you take time to talk with me and our audience about your way to happiness. Pete wrote a book. It's called Revolutions, Wandering and Wandering. On a sabbatical year, he cycled a couple of of days around the world.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for inviting me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here on the podcast. So yeah, the book is out and published. Yeah, there's some cycling, there's some traveling, there's some life experience in the book.
Okay. And was it always your dream to cycle around the world, or was there maybe a situation when you decided I go for a ride? Okay. Or you lived a normal life. Yeah. So you're from England?
So I'm from England, born in Liverpool, born and bred in Liverpool. And so really the book starts with a normal life. Mm-hmm. Back in Cheshire in the UK, normal life, successful life as you would call it, or we used to call it, mm-hmm. married, two beautiful daughters, big house, family holidays, nice cars. And within a space of about 2 years, everything collapsed. Everything fell apart. So my marriage collapsed. Even though I was kind of through all this time, an innocent bystander almost, mm-hmm. everything collapsed. So my marriage collapsed. My eldest daughter blamed me. So our relationship fell apart. I had health issues mm-hmm. in this time, 3 knee surgeries, shoulder mm-hmm. surgery. Things were going on around me that I just couldn't control. So my mother broke her leg. My sister-in-law died of cancer. My sister had a partial hysterectomy before she was 40. A good friend of mine died in a cycling accident. You name it, it was happening. My money disappeared in the divorce, even though my daughters were living with me. I had to pay a small fortune to my ex-wife. And so, to cut a long story short, in summary, everything I had just collapsed, which meant I collapsed. There's only so much you can take. So I ended up in hospital with extreme exhaustion. I was stressed and depressed. So that's how my life went at this point. Amazingly, through it all, this time I met Catherine, my soulmate, who's now my wife, and somehow I kept my job, but in a job that was built on a family life, it almost became hollow. Mm-hmm. I wondered what I was doing there anymore. So in the end, the job went too. Mm. I ended up negotiating a package to get out, and that's really where the book starts, is all this stuff has happened. Everything I've had and could rely on has gone. And so I'm in Berlin, of places, celebrating this freedom. But the freedom doesn't feel like I'm free. This life I've led was what I thought was a normal life. Doesn't exist anymore. So what do I do next? And to be honest, I was tired and scared.
Did you ever think about in which direction should I go? Is it maybe the end? Is it?
So absolutely. This is the key. And you know, I should have been happy with this freedom, but I didn't have a voice. I guess my inner voice was just quiet and needed some peace and quiet. And
take a look at you and think,
absolutely. And so I had two things. One, I knew I wanted to be in Germany with Catherine, and I knew I couldn't get the same job again because I had a non-compete for 1 year And that's where the title of the book, The Sabbatical Year, comes in. So I knew I couldn't get the same type of job, but then I didn't know what to do. So I did the most simplest of things. I couldn't think of what else to do. So that's where the cycling came in. So never cycled since I was kind of 10 years old. Yeah, absolutely.
Ever cycling?
Yeah, never cycled since I was 10 years old. I'd done some rehab on my knee, cycling in the gym. And it just seemed that, you know, something real and tangible. So my first journey was across the UK, coast to coast in England. Only a kind of 3-day ride, nothing difficult, but the biggest journey probably of my life. Graduated from there to come into Germany and to cycle the Main, the Moselle, the Austrian Danube, and then a big journey, the length of the Rhine. Mm-hmm. And these were real, you know, it was healing, it was therapeutic, it was fresh air. I could breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, I was out of the human race. I was out of the rat race. But it felt good.
Just one question. Sure. Why cycle? You sit in Berlin. Yes, maybe you could go for a walk. Yeah, maybe you could start, don't know, painting pictures. Don't know.
Good question. And I'm not sure I know the answer. It was the right thing to do at the right time. So
an dieser Stelle endet die kostenfreie Version dieses Interviews. Wenn Ihnen das Interview gefallen hat und Sie gerne wissen möchten, wie es weitergeht, können Sie das gesamte Interview in voller Länge downloaden. Folgen Sie dafür einfach den gewünschten Links auf der Glückfinder-Homepage oder direkt auf iTunes, Amazon oder im Google Play Shop. Vielen lieben Dank fürs Zuhören. Ich freue mich auf unser nächstes Wiederhören und wünsche Ihnen bis dahin viel Glück. Ihr Andreas Gregori.